Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
He's unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. There's one way he ran
calls
off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
MacGyver, CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears are off for the bye this week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. This morning, Big Cat Williams told Mully and Hanley the season has been a pleasant surprise.
I think it's better than we expected. I don't think coming into this season, you know, when I first looked at the schedule and, you know, thought about the team, I thought about them going into the bye week with no wins. You know, I thought it was a possibility. But to see the way the defense has come out and played and been able to carry the offense for this first part of the season, you know, everything looks up.
Elsewhere, several NFL owners are among those who will be deposed and asked to turn over all cell phone records and emails in relation to the Colin Kaepernick collusion case against the NFL. Bulls in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. 6 o'clock tip there. The NBA announced today the draft lottery is coming to Chicago. That'll take place on May 15th. Blackhawks play in Minnesota tomorrow. And in baseball, the White Sox have declined their option on catcher Giovanni Soto. The Marlins say they will not bring back Ichiro in 2018. And today the Cubs claimed left-handed pitcher Randy Rosario off waivers from the Twins. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, home safe home. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Mike Pereira.
So I go back to the Calvin Johnson play. I mean, that was my first game at Fox in 2010. My very first game when I'm sitting in a little studio and they rule that on the field as incomplete. And to the world, and certainly to Brian Billick and Tom Brenneman that were on the broadcast team, it was a catch to everybody except the officials. And it went into replay, and I said, they asked me, you know, what are they going to do here? And I was like scared to death. It was my first game. I didn't know what the hell to say. I just kept saying, well, the rule says this. And finally Billick said, well, what is it? Is it a catch or is it not a catch? And I said, well, I think they'll stay with the ruling of an incomplete pass. And I remember hearing Billick going, no way. And as Gene Steratore came out to make the announcement, he said, after review, the ruling of the ruling on the field of incomplete pass stands. And since I had called for it to stand, when they picked me up off the ground, I knew I still had a job. If I got that first play wrong, I'd have probably been fired on the spot. So that was the biggest play for me.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Look at that. Brian Billick putting heat on people on the first day on the job. This is Bernstein and Goff show here on 670 The Score. You can check us out on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. New Blackhawk caps for this season and shirts are available right now.
Brian Billick is brought to you by Rosen Genesis, introducing the new Genesis G80 at rosengenesis.com. You read his work at NFL.com, you watch him on NFL Network, and you hear him now on Sports Radio 670. The Score. He's on Twitter at Coach Billick. So what do you make of that storytelling from Mike Pereira, Brian?
It was great. What he forgot to add was that had I been a coach that suffered from that, they would have had to add to my $75,000 in fines that they levied against me, because I'd have gone apoplectic on it. What are you telling me? That's not a catch. That was an amazing time. And I remember the thing I remember about that, and Mike was right. He started giving me all this lawyer-y stuff. I said, forget that. Is it a catch or not? That's when we first began through the process and all that. And I remember driving back to the airport after the game, and my then 90-year-old mother, who was, of course, watching every game I was doing, I was trying to explain to her why that wasn't a touchdown, and she summed it up beautifully. It was in only a way a 90-year-old can. She said, "My, that just doesn't make sense."
Was Zach Miller's catch a touchdown?
Oh, boy. I'd say yeah, because they needed to factor in the fact the injury that he had on top of it as well. You know, I've always said, and only half jokingly, there's in all the years I've been at this, there's two things that I know I don't know. I don't know what they want in a head coach, and I don't know what a catch is. I really don't, because the idea I understand and what they're trying to do, and through the process, and it's all related to, is it a football act? To me, the fact that a guy can have control of the ball, get both feet in, can hit the ground, roll up, and if he then loses the ball, it's not a catch. I don't get that. To me, it's the as we say, the act common to the game. The way they're ruling it now, I see players doing things that indicate that I'm in control. I've done a football act, but if I don't do it to the degree that you say I have to, it's not a catch. I'm still confused.
Yeah, it's like you say, when you say the injury should be factored in, I guess you're really, when you say you don't mean that the officials in their ruling should give him a break because he was hurt, right? Are you just saying that he should be allowed, or the process changes when you're dealing with a traumatic leg injury?
No, I'm saying if the football gods have any justice about them, they would have let that be a catch.
Right, well,
I don't know that technically it was or it wasn't, but I mean, the guy just damn near had his leg amputated because of that. I think there needs to be a common sense rule that says, no, if a player can potentially lose a limb, it's automatically a catch.
Well, the injury news that shocked everybody yesterday was that Deshaun Watson is out for the year with an anterior cruciate ligament that he tore in practice, non-contact. I mean, what else can go wrong? I mean, that might have been the most dynamic, interesting player anywhere on the field in the NFL in the first half of the season. Now we don't even get to watch him.
I know. So tough, because I tell you what, I can't remember a rookie quarterback that has stepped in and performed the way he has. I actually went back. I was doing our show Thursday Night Football First Look, and when that happened, and so I started scrounging around some of the stats thinking, okay, who's had the equitable year as a rookie to what Deshaun Watson? You go back, you look at Andrew Luck's first year and some of the things that he did. It's certainly a Peyton Manning. I went back to Dan Marino, and it wasn't this first year, it's the second year that he had the unbelievable year and almost 5,000 yards and 48 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. Well, that's kind of the year Sean Watson has happened right now. And so it's so regrettable. It's a loss to the league. It's a loss to the fans, because he was progressing so well, faster than any rookie I've ever seen. How he would have ended, and the way that team was rallying around it and was really going to be a factor. It's a loss for the fans, and not just the Houston Texan fans.
One thing we've all seen in Hard Knocks and other documentaries, we know the speech from a coach to a player getting released. We've seen that, and we know all the tropes and the way that that is done. Is there, and I know an equally or maybe even more difficult talk has to be the star player with the serious injury, season-ending injury. And I don't know how many times you've had to have that conversation, but what's that like and what's the protocol for something like that?
Well, you do. You set that template during training camp because you're going to have an injury. And so you want the players, the main purpose of it is to make sure everybody understands, look, we're going to need all 53 of you guys. Okay, so don't think of yourself as a role, as this role or that role, and I only have to do so much, because it's likely going to change. We're going to have injuries. And if we're going to be successful, as every team does, and so how do we handle those injuries? And how fluid can we be? And is the next man ready to step up? That's going to be the key. Now, there's a qualifier there and there that when you say it, of course, you don't, but it's the hidden meaning is, now, look, we just need the next man to step up, unless, of course, it's our quarterback, and then we're screwed. Because really, the fact of the matter is, even if you can eke out some wins, for the most part, yeah, are you going to be a viable playoff or a Super Bowl contender? Let's remember Bill Polian for years when he had Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, did nothing at the quarterback position with the understanding that, look, I'd rather spend that money on the 52nd, 53rd player that can actually help us win a Super Bowl, because if we go down, if Peyton Manning goes down, no matter who we have at backup, no matter how much money we spent on him, we're done. There's no way we're going to win a championship with that backup quarter. That guy doesn't exist. There's not 32 guys walking the face of the earth that can play championship-level quarterback in the National Football League, let alone some backup. So, you know, that's you want the mentality, and I'm sure Bill O'Brien, well, we're fine with Tom Sapp. Fine, guys, let's go out and win with the guy who we replaced after the first quarter and said he wasn't good enough, but now he's going to be. You know, yeah, that's the emotional mentality you have, but the real world, that obviously doesn't happen.
Brian Billick joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. I want to go back to something that you mentioned in an answer a couple of questions ago when you said you don't know what the NFL wants in head coaches. What do you think they want, and what do they say they want?
Well, it's different. It has changed. I said it for many years now. It's become a general manager's game, which, and that's not a good thing or a bad thing. It just is, where those are the guys that basically run the organization, and they seem to be looking for coaches. And again, this is not good or bad or right or wrong. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. That, okay, I'm going to bring in a guru offensive or defensive coordinator, and you're going to do that magic, and I'll do the other things. You don't have to worry about the cap. Don't worry about personnel. Just, you know, lock your door in there. We'll shove your meals under the door, and you just come up with these genius game plans, and hopefully you hire a good coordinator on the other side. And I think that's kind of what they're looking for. Now, it doesn't mean that those guys don't then evolve with a certain amount of winning and develop a different, you know, level of status, but that kind of seems to be the way we're going.
Your thoughts on the first half of the Bears season in general? I just asked the same question of Olin Krutz a couple hours ago. Relative to expectations, the Bears are what?
Exceeding it at every level. I think I don't think a lot of people had expectations for the Bears this year. And I think they're playing relatively well. I love the fact that Mitch Trubisky is playing and getting better. We saw the other day that when you're throwing over 30 times, that's probably the kind of game you're going to have as a rookie. And you go back, and I don't care if it's Joe Flacco, if it's Matt Ryan, if it's Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston or any of the recent guys that have drafted that high, you know, not untypical to that. I like what's going on with his development. They seem to have a rhythm. They believe in it. They're playing some pretty good defense. So I think, I think by all expectations, I think they've exceeded it.
What do you do if you're a Dallas Cowboy, a teammate of Ezekiel Elliott or the front office or the head coach? Do you sit down with them and say, hey, we don't want to lose you for the playoffs or a playoff game if this thing gets enacted in week 12 or week 11? How do you handle this if you're around him, and how do you handle if you're Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, I guarantee you they've talked about it as they looked, okay, what's the appeals process? And I don't know this for a fact, but I imagine it has unfolded the way they thought it would in terms of, okay, if he's going to serve the six, when do we want it? And if you were to put that question to me, now, yeah, we're going to support you and you fight it. And if you can put it off for the entire season, awesome. But let's assume as we go through this process, that eventually you're going to be ruled against. When would we want you to do it? Well, I would want it just about now. Now, I would have thought they'd have won a few more games by now. I thought, okay, let's start out the season 6-1, 7-1, 5-2, and get on a good start. We'll weather the storm in the interim, finish off the season strong, go to the playoffs, and go win a Super Bowl. And they're still capable of that, obviously. They got a ways to go to catch Philadelphia, but they're clearly in the wild card hunt in the NFC. So I got to think, you know, you don't want the player to be gone. But if he is, now's probably the good time.
So a Bears-less week for most of the listeners of the Bernstein and Goff show. The attention elsewhere in the NFL should be turned where? What's intriguing?
Obviously, the Dallas-Kansas City game is going to be a good one. It's going to be interesting to see how they weather without Elliott and can Dak Prescott step up, because that's what's going to have to happen. He's going to have to probably be a 35-40, 45 throw guy, and can they win the game that way? Is Kansas City really back in rhythm now? And although that defense seems to be showing some warts here as well, so that's certainly an interesting game. I think the most compelling game is Baltimore and Tennessee, only because they both look like they might be headed for the wild card, and so that head-to-head is going to be crucial. So I think there's a lot at stake in that particular game. Certainly for Philadelphia, not that Denver is really playing well. We know Brock Osweiler's basically go in, don't throw interceptions, and we'll see if the defense can win. But can Carson Wentz continue against now this really good defense in the no-fly zone? You know, can he keep it going? I get every indication he can. They look to be pretty good. So there's some pretty good games on the docket this weekend.
That Bengals-Jaguars game sticks out to me a lot. There's a lot of good players on that field, especially defensively. But if you had to kind of rank who you were looking forward to watching play football on that field, who would it be?
Well, certainly what they've done with that defensive line and adding Marcell Dareus. My gosh, how many good players do you need up front? And so that is that sack group, what they call it, the Saxonville, I think,
yeah,
isn't that the moniker they have now? Because I really haven't seen it all that much. I'm anxious to watch that. And obviously with Cincinnati just struggling to try to get anything going, can Andy Dalton, you know, kind of get any kind of rhythm going back, going again?
He's not much fun to watch play, is he, Brian?
Well, it's tough because you just, you know, Andy Dalton's one of those guys. I had some quarterbacks that, you know, they can go 25 of 33, but it's what they do with four or five of those incompletions that you go, my God, right, what the hell was that? And you kind of wonder, where was that coming from?
Wait, did you ask that during the game or in film afterward?
It was. You'd love it. The quarterback would throw an interception, it'd come off, and he'd go, well, I didn't see the safety. Well, you think? Yeah. You know, obviously not.
It looked like it.
Threw it right to him. Yeah, those are always interesting conversations during the game.
Brian, love you, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All righty.
That's Brian Billick.
You think?
Hey, man. It's brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. You're a bad man.
No. Well, yeah, I am.
For gaming, right, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And as this was going on, I was just introduced to an awesome iPhone game. It is simple, and it's fun.
Didn't Stu just admit that on the air?
Because I saw
it's Friday.
This.
Screw it.
No, I couldn't help myself because I'll tell you on the other side. And I don't know how this made its way to my timeline, but we're going to all play a game together, and I want you to share.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Wait. I just said eat the chip, and you immediately, I'm not a dumbass. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not eating 20, pepper spray.
20 minutes later, you're good?
That's not true. It would take me a good day and a half to recover from something like that.
You eat hot food all the time?
No, I don't. I eat hot food rarely. I enjoy it. This isn't food. This is weapons grade.
That's like saying that a bumblebee isn't an insect.
Yeah,
or a bug,
on, man.
Or an animal.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you?
Food.
Food. It's not. It is food.
No, just because you eat something doesn't make it food.
Oh, don't worry. I know.
And when you eat one of those, you're supposed to let go. That's the other thing.
All right.
A wise man once said, a word to the wise. All right, so I just a fun, quick game.
This
that we're going to play games. It'll take you 2 seconds, and you'll love it. Shall we play a game next on The Score?
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Boers book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Boers himself.
Smell bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at TriumphBooks.com/Terry Boers.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERLDavid.com.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. When teams are bad, we rarely talk about them. Losing is boring. Mediocrity is lame. We didn't constantly discuss the Niners until they traded for Garoppolo. We barely noticed the Giants and the Tigers this baseball season as two of the worst teams in the league. But good on the Browns, because they've blown that perception out of the water. They are so dysfunctional, they're impossible not to pay attention to. Winless? Check. Coach in the hot seat? Check. Owner's wife torching the front office? Check. Trade deadline deal negated because the GM didn't alert the league in time? Oh, yeah, check. I guess if you have to lose, lose big. Go down in flames. Forget going 5-11. Let's do 0-16. Let's set the whole franchise on fire for the billionth time in a row. Go big or go home. I'm DA.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three, four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, here's the game. Here's the game. Get your iPhone out.
I'm a Samsung guy.
Okay, all right, make sure.
I hate you because I wanted to do it and then I just realized that this is what he was talking about.
Make sure you have predictive text turned on.
Damn you, Shep.
I don't know who NBA Kurt Vonnegut is, but that's the Twitter feed that made its way into my timeline for this particular game.
And he tweeted this at 8:31 last night, by the way, if you're looking for it on his timeline.
All right, well, it just got to me, and I retweeted it with my answer. So all you do is you send a text. You type out a text. So you don't have to actually send it, but you don't have to put a recipient in there. But type out a text. Start with the words, I was born. And at the conclusion of each word, let the leftmost predictive suggestion.
The leftmost.
The leftmost, meaning that's the one. So the one on the left,
right.
Hit that until you're at the end of a sentence.
I'm scared. Because
so
I've typed some things.
I just had my family do it just to see. So my daughters came out, I was born to be a good friend.
Aww.
My wife's came out, I was born to be a great day, and I am so happy to be a great day to you and your family, and you are my life, and you are my everything, and I love you so much for your life. That would be your event planner version of that. That is hysterical. Now, mine came out, I was born to be a good lord. It shows you the word that I most use. What would be that of one Jason, one Goff?
See, I was typing as many as I could fit in 140 characters. And it was, I was born in the game is delayed by weeks ago. And I was going to be Thursday night and leave Sunday morning like this is why we give you. And then I can't hit this left
what?
One. Yeah, I can't.
Oh, that's the best one yet.
Yeah, I can't hit this one.
That is the best
Should
one
I
yet.
Hit it, Tanny?
If it's real.
Ready to go work at Sirius, Tanny, me and you.
Jason, yeah. that is a comedy classic. Nick just did a Danny Thomas spit take.
I can't do
this
that.
Is and some of my Twitter followers are now joining in. His came out, I was born in the car at a great game. This other via Twitter, I was born in the same casino and there every day. That is spectacular.
Apparently, I complain about this quite often. I mean, if it's in my predictive text.
I was born to be a good morning and I am so happy that you are doing well. Yeah, some of these are very sweet. This is great. So now I've got to tell my kids to stop because now it's coming out differently. Stop.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'll just put dot, dot, dot. And then just hit my type. There it is. All right.
You've got to bring it home.
I can't because it would have been three characters too much, by the way. So, yeah, that's... I'm going to have a talk with the old phone here.
And the texters are all coming in. I was born with a beer chug beer and a beer chug video of the day.
This 618, I was born a poor black child came up with.
I was born in the morning and see what they say that the trailer will be debuted at halftime.
Dude, this is ridiculous. You see how easy it is to go viral, by the way? All you gotta do is do something like this and everybody's on it.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 in the Northwestern. Yes.
You have to play along too.
Yeah, I'm reading Terry's book. I'm reading the Murph chapter.
Get your phone out.
Mm-hmm. I don't have predictive text turned on. I don't know how to turn it on.
Liar.
Lawyer.
It's true. Yeah.
Let's play liar Same or thing. Lawyer.
If I can figure out how to turn it on, I'll do it.
All right.
Let's see. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bears are off for the bye this week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. No fine for offensive lineman Josh Sitton, who got into a scuffle at the end of the Saints game. Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott will play this week. He was granted a stay of his suspension by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Bulls are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. 6 o'clock tip. Blackhawks play in Minnesota tomorrow. The Cubs have claimed left-handed pitcher Randy Rosario off waivers from the Twins. White Sox declined the club option on catcher Gio Soto. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Enrollment for health insurance is now open. To avoid the tax penalty and to find out if you're eligible to receive financial help, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I can't believe
yours is. Do you really type that word that often?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Okay. Kidding me? I'm still a young man. You know? Young man. There's no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? You're negotiating.
Wow.
Or you're telling, you know, the lady, hey,
wow,
I love you. And this is
happening.
Not happening. It's a request.
Meet me at the mall.
Yeah, it's a request. It's nothing crazy.
Okay.
Nothing crazy. You know, like, hey, man, you know.
Good for you and good for your life. That's outstanding.
Or it's me complaining about it. Like, hey, how come I haven't... What's going on, man? Happy home, and everything's fine. And what's up with that?
Some of these are just great. Everyone's asking, what are you doing? I don't know how long this game's been going on, but get out your iPhone or your phone and turn on predictive text and just type in I was born, and then at the conclusion of each word, select the leftmost predictive text suggestion.
We put ours on Twitter.
Until you've come to the end of a sentence.
Yeah, I put mine on Twitter. This from Patrick. I was born by the river, a poor black child to love you in Spanish. I don't know if that's a song or if this dude just...
I was born to be a bleep show by the end of the week and can grab it for you then.
This is from Rebecca Woolley. I was born to be a mess. That's pretty cool. You know, if that's succinct and... Yeah. I don't...
Some of these get really philosophical, too. Scott from Davenport as...
His machine.
I was born to be the best of the most important part in a few weeks and months of age, and the other day I will not.
Ooh, that's poetry.
Yeah.
This from the 773. I was born and raised by a woman who was a friend in a timely fashion. There it is. You guys, I'm noticing that I text different things than everybody else. I'm ashamed right now, to be honest with you.
Producer Shane Reardon, I was born to be a catfish, and it was a good one day. I was just going to ask you what you want to do it, and I'll let you know.
Well, I know there's certain parts of that thing that are very, very
probably true.
Yeah, a little Manti Te'o and my guy over there. It's okay. It's okay, Shane O'Mac. Shane, Grim Reaper? You're down? Is it the Reaper chip or whatever the hell it is? Is Shane down for that? $150?
Wait, didn't we start at 500? Wasn't that the baseline?
That's for Dan. Yeah.
I think I can speak for Shane. All of us are out because he was going to let me do it for five.
Shane's
the opening. I was like, I'm getting to the front of the line on that one.
Yeah, he's the opening act. He's not going to get
it.
Oh,
you'll do it for 150, Shane?
You'll do it for $150. There's nothing this man won't do. That's the thing. It'll add to the lore.
Radio stunt boy, Shane Reardon.
Right. It'll have like half a wacky radio experiencer guy.
It's stuff radio no longer does. Featuring Shane Reardon.
Oh, don't worry. He'll be in traffic soon.
Parody song.
They'll bring the CBS lawyer back.
This guy over here. Don't let the sniper go, you know, unidentified over here.
They know they're doing 1996.
Oh, John Boy over here.
They know. It's part of the bit. The self-awareness of the anachronism is part of the bit.
Don't you try to clean it up, baby. They do not know that it's part of the bit.
There is one member
of the show that is very serious about those songs.
I thought it was sort of undermining the idea of parody songs.
You're talking, of course, about Tributo frontman Jay Zawoski.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm speaking
of. As the article said.
Yes, the basketball expert for the 670 The Score, Jay Zawoski. Did they really name him Tributo frontman?
They did, yes.
I wonder how that went over. Because, you know, Spiegs is just like, you know, that'll touch Spiegs the wrong way just enough for him to be like, you know what? We're gonna have to talk about this. Oh man, I did not know that. I didn't know Jay Zawoski had new employment. Jay's got a thing coming up here soon, doesn't he? No?
What kind of thing?
He's gonna be 40.
Wow.
No, I'm not gonna stop. He's got a birthday, right? So
are you telling tales out of school here?
No.
Is Tanny's reacting as
no,
if you are?
No, because now they love for us to be uncomfortable. Now's the time that they're going to have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Let's have it.
Yeah, and you can only dump this so many times. So here we go. Jay's got a 40th birthday party coming up. It is the night of our show dinner. So now, Jay Zawoski is going. I don't think he's going to make.
You can do both.
But Nick Szepkowski is going to have to pick between fine aged meats.
Why don't we move our show dinner?
No. No.
Not happening. What's that old saying about ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun?
Yeah.
Jason is that now.
No. Not moving it. No.
Why do we need some sort of old country stare down here? Why don't we just move it?
Hey, once you make reservations with Open Table, they're ironclad. You cannot
irrevocable.
You cannot get out of them. So, yeah, Shep's going to have
like timeshareexit.com team or something? Jeff Shep, Joniak comes over and gets you out of here.
See, I can't dump anymore. I get the email about not making fun of the sponsor.
I'm not.
My wife
died. They do wonderful work.
My wife died, and Shep now wants me to go to a birthday party instead
we
of
have horrible memories there. Right,
instead of getting a steak.
It's not like Chuck E. Cheese or something, is it?
No, I think it's like a bar.
Bar crawl.
It's a bar crawl.
Oh, I thought it was going to like pump it up.
Shep's going to have to finally choose which show he really wants to be a part of.
Don't do that. Let's move the date. Come on. We're not. Well,
no. Yes. If Bernstein eats a chip, I'll go to dinner with you guys.
No, I don't care about Bernstein's chip anymore. You know, it's time for you to sweat, Nikki the Kid. You know, we spun the bottle that landed on you today. You gave me this piece of information. I'm going
to
work
kiss
with
Jay Zawoski.
No. You never have
I think
to do
all
that.
Games of spin the bottle should result in everyone having to kiss Jay Zawoski.
I'm more comfortable.
Yeah. It'd be on Shep's Facebook page all day long. So what's going to happen here is, you know, Shep's going to have to choose up here.
No. This is just being mean.
How am I being mean?
By not rescheduling the dinner. Come on.
We can unmake reservations. Reservations are made.
We can unmake them. I can call over there and everything will be fine.
Because, you know, there's certain...
Ooh, Danny phone call.
Wow. Look at that.
What else can you get for us?
Yeah, now we're talking. No, but I mean,
you know who I am?
I've already put it on my lady's calendar.
No, they're good friends over there.
I've already put it on my lady's calendar, you know? I mean.
That can't be undone?
Listen, man, when you've got
it's a father of a one-year-old.
When you got a 10-month-old, man, it's tough out here when trying to make sure that.
All right, I'm going to abstain from this fight because I don't.
It's not a fight. Yeah, how is it a fight?
Because you are entertaining yourself by making people uncomfortable.
How is it a fight? He's got a very simple decision to make. Either hang
You're
out
like
with
the guy from Saw.
I didn't know you that I was in the room the whole time. No, he's got a very simple decision to make.
What's his name, like Mr. Saw or something?
Go
Mr.
ahead.
Saw. Mr. Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, I believe. Is it Jigsaw?
Jigsaw, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this guy over here. So he's got a very simple decision to make.
Mr. Saw Marine.
Let's not kid ourselves. Going and getting beers with Jay or getting steak at... Do we say the name of the establishment we're going
Gina
to?
Gina
Georgia. Okay, I didn't know if we had said it on the air or not.
Yeah, we're going to...
It's not really a hard decision.
Jay's 40th, too. You know, that's a nice round number.
He's a man.
You don't know if he's going to make 50. So
nice round man and a nice round number.
This might be tough to... if you miss on 40, there's no guarantee 50 is going to be there to fall back on.
You're killing people now?
Well...
Savage Fridays have commenced.
What are you doing?
This is exactly
you're not killing anyone.
This is exactly what I wanted from the Savage.
If you're saying 10 more years for Jay Zawoski, like, are you going to take... Like, you think that's a guarantee?
I mean, we'd
he's
feel,
good.
We'd
yeah.
Feel, we'd feel
yeah, I don't know how to consult Venus. An actuary.
We'd
I mean,
your spot, Shane O'Mac, or, you know, somebody else.
Oh, I'm not taking Shane Reardon out to a restaurant. No, come on. You know, that's... Come on. There's like...
It's like
no.
You take him to the fast like, food what? Place outside Midway.
Oh, my God.
You leave him there.
Wow, I did not know that people felt this way about Shane. So, yeah.
Yes, you
like,
did.
That's like in public.
Yeah, I did. So, yeah, I mean, he can go hang out with a good buddy of his and a former coworker, or he can hang out with the show that, you know, we're trying to build stuff on and, you know, develop that camaraderie and chemistry and have a $400, $500 meal. Maybe afterwards we go do something else. Maybe he could swing by afterwards. Maybe after.
Squeeze you into my plans.
Yeah.
I told you, it's not a tough decision for me.
But that's your guy.
Are you trying to make me feel bad
now? I'm not.
You have me like
that's exactly what he's trying
third
to do.
Guessing.
He's just
all of a sudden,
we'll move it to there. There
I
it
apologize.
Is. Right there.
He's trying to get out of like my fourth of the bill.
We'll move the dinner.
All right, there's a.
We'll move the dinner.
No, that's not.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not. Yeah, I didn't agree to that at all.
Come on.
We'll have two separate dinners, it sounds like. I'm going on the day that I plan to go. That's what's happening here.
No.
You know, you can bring Jay Zawoski a little doggy bag or something, but nah, I'm going.
Wasn't part of dinner drinks afterwards as well?
Yeah.
So can't just duck out. Can't just be eat and go.
I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, man. You're a grown up.
Look at him.
Your friends.
Like, I commit to it again. That's not enough.
I'm just saying.
Jump in some more, kid.
Yeah, you're just giving him what he wants now. You just don't react to it. You're feeding the beast right now. It's clear
I'm a beast.
He's just manipulating you for his own energy.
Savage.
You got any SEO weak thoughts, Danny?
Yes, he is. His thermal sensors.
All right. We're gonna talk to Sekou Smith. I think maybe we have
responds to your text. He doesn't respond to mine.
There it is. Let's just rip down that curtain and let everybody see what happens behind the scenes.
We're breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah, hey, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Or falling asleep just got easier for you because this weekend you will go to Mattress Firm and you will enjoy the fall asleep sale. You can get yourself a new iSeries mattress and then you can get another mattress 50% off.
But you might say, which one? Okay.
Which mattress or which Mattress Firm?
Well, there's over 100 in the Chicagoland area. And they have thousands of mattresses for you. You can get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for just $399.99. Or you could find your perfect Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress for just $474.99. Or you can choose from over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. So what are you waiting for? Your mattress sucks. You would like a good one for the holiday season.
And there's no Bears this weekend, so you can get out and you're going to be spending time running errands, and that frees up that much more time of your day.
Forgot about it. So, bi-week mattress shopping.
Yeah, perfect thing for that. Make your bye week a bye week as you buy yourself a mattress. The fall asleep sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep hack.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look,
that's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Mileage borrowed on select models. See dealer for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and checking us out on watch670thescore.com.
We'll do some NBA stuff after the top of the hour because it's big NBA night. The Bulls are playing. There's a couple other games on, and it's all about this class of rookies. What really, and the fact that it includes Ben Simmons is kind of a technicality.
Right.
Because it wasn't
The Blake Griffin vibe.
Right. It wasn't his draft class year, but he is technically a rookie because it's his first year playing. But there are some guys on this list.
I got a list.
The CBS Sports looked at some of these rookie rankings, and then we're talking about the harrowing Markelle Fultz stuff, which really bears watching because nobody knows what's up.
He got the yip.
He got something.
He got the yip.
He got something that is not right. And when the team is misleading you on purpose, and the agent is saying something, and the team is saying something, and the player is saying something, the doctor is saying something, and nobody really knows. And I told you, if you're just joining us, as we went through the Markelle Fultz saga, I got the opinion of a noted sports orthopedist who says it is not an orthopedic issue. He said unless it's incipient muscular or multiple sclerosis, he says there's nothing that he sees that so far has been determined based on what we know that would make it an orthopedic issue.
And Kyrie Irving has more thoughts, the earth.
Okay,
come throwing shade to his old coach. So, yeah, Kyrie's a little bit of a manipulator. He's a guy who, the more you hear from Kyrie, the more you're like, you're that guy. He's got some thoughts about Brad Stevens. And you can't surmise anything but the fact that he's talking about Tyronn Lue.
Oh, if you're very much woke, there is no such thing as distraction. Oh.
Yeah, he's got Tyronn Lue on the mind, it seems.
Okay.
And talking about Brad Stevens in a certain way.
You know what? I
just
think
ball. Just hoop.
You got your trade. You cried your way out of there.
Yeah, he's talking about how awesome a city Boston is, like pretty much, you know, telling Cleveland fans,
you got yours.
Screw you.
Just play. And bitching about the court in Milwaukee. I mean, he's one of these, it's always something, guys,
well,
right?
You know who his idol is? Kobe.
Okay.
Like, he's got that, I don't need anyone to be my friend for me to be successful kind of DNA in him.
But Kobe wasn't weird about it. He could be a jerk.
Kobe was one of the worst teammates. Like, you talk to people, it's because he won is the reason why his legacy is different, but people hated Kobe.
Oh, a lot of people didn't like Mike.
Yeah, but Mike still had friends around the league, you know, Charles Oakley, some of those dudes. Kobe, not too many people just rocked with Kobe like that. Pau Gasol for a little bit until he turned Pau Gasol into mush. You know, Sasha Vujicic, who he turned into a, you know, he made him go back across the pond, like
overseas. Right.
Kobe was not the nicest of dudes. Loved his game, but yeah, I think Kyrie Irving has that quote Mamba mentality when it comes to certain things.
Or he's just a weirdo. This segment was brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Where do you think Lauri Markkanen ranks in this initial CBS Sports rookie power rankings? I'll let you know. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Fur Real Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
All right, Dan, this is from Nesson.
says, when people theorize why Kyrie Irving wanted out of Cleveland, one name comes up more than often, LeBron James. But what about Tyronn Lue? By all indications, the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach had a perfectly fine relationship with Irving, but during a recent appearance on the first episode of Gino Auriemma's Holding Court podcast, Irving, while praising Boston Celtics head coach Brad Stevens, seemed to simultaneously bash Tyronn Lue. Quote, Brad fits perfectly in terms of that because he has an intellectual mind.
Who's Brad fits perfectly?
Stop it. Sorry. And is an intellectual human being. It was something I was unbelievably craving in terms of what I wanted for my career. Is this a direct shot at Tyronn Lue? No, it's not. But it's also not a stretch to surmise that Irving doesn't consider Lue to be the, quote, intellectual human being he so desperately craved. Of course, given his comments about the earth being flat and a new court being old, it's strange to hear Irving throw around a term like intellectual.
That's so a clear shot at Ty Lue's intelligence.
And also, it could be what you want. You know, maybe you want certain conversations outside of basketball that other guys aren't willing or capable of having.
Right. It's,
you know, it
could be a preference of a type of coach.
Don't Drake this thing. Go right through it.
Ouch.
You know what I mean? If you said it, have that, you know, like I like to say, same energy. Have that same energy when, you know, when you see Tyronn Lue in the offseason or at the All-Star game. But hey, I think you're dumb.
What's funny is that here you still have on the Cavaliers, one of these guys who I thought was a never going to be happy guy in Kevin Love. I was at the top of that list of somebody who always had to have something not right.
His career has been choreographed.
From
his senior year in high school, he has made sure that he's fallen into every situation that he wanted to.
But yet always chafing about something right. Never quite being right. Maybe Kyrie, because he'll find something here too. Today he's saying nice things about Brad Stevens. I guarantee you.
It'll be about championship experience.